Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Two articles just went live at Infowars.com. I want you to retweet them. One of them is 10 conspiracy theories that came true. The other is FBI ordered police department to conceal stingray use. That's the systems used to grab up all your cellular data. Because they were used to find IEDs from Al-Qaeda. Yeah, everything they do is to stop IEDs. Total bull. Those stories are up on Infowars.com. I didn't mean to go off on a jag. It's just that I guarantee you the people that are always attacking me have taken videos where I've been describing how the Diablo sign used to be an ancient Italian thing for warding off evil, or it can be a symbol for UT football, or it can be the sign, I guess, of a cow in some sign language, or it can be the sign of, you know, you like devil worship or something. Like the all-seeing eye was an ancient symbol of awakening. Now it's been taken by the New World Order, and I guess by Lord of the Rings, so it's a symbol of evil. It's these obsessions with symbols instead of content. And that's how the globalists masquerade as good guys, because they're wearing, you know, Warren Buffett little suit. I'm a little nice old man, you know. He actually super hardcore tyrant who wants your guns. If he's wearing a devil outfit, the guys that want to look scary, it's a joke. It's the people that don't look scary you better watch out for, folks. Matt in North Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Buff?
Worldwide broadcast, sir. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, no problem, man. Look, Alex, I want to give you a perspective on the illegal immigration that most people aren't getting. When the economy's down, there's only two ways to increase the economy. That's increase exports or increase immigration. When people come over the border, they have to have homes, clothes, et cetera, things to live by.
Actually, you're right. That's the establishment's argument is the baby boomers didn't have enough kids to replace them. We got to bring these people in. I get it. Bring in skilled people. I don't care what color they are. Don't bring in moms with three kids that'll bankrupt the system.
Absolutely. And if they try to use these people as a voting block, that's just an extra for them. That's just a bonus for them. Now, what people have to understand is that, yes, they do want a North American Union or whatever. That's just a name. You know, I mean, this is part of their order out of chaos. Their chaos is not having control of everything. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, exactly. So they introduce chaos to then fix it, which means more control.
More control for them. And this all leads back, and people have to understand, they have to look at what's going on. When it looks like the car's heading for the ditch, there's a reason for that. The car's heading for the ditch. You follow what I mean?
Yes, sir.
9/11, the North American Union, the tanking of the economy. All of this was all pre-planned and quite masterfully, and in a lot of ways it was done sloppy, but the people bought it. So, you know, if the bar's low, you don't have to jump real high. So people just really, really need to look at what's going on, and we've got to do something, Bo. Now is the time. You know, if everybody goes and takes their money out of the bank, you're not going to cause a depression because you're in the middle of a depression. You know, now's it. We're either going to go left or we're going to go right. That's it. You
know, well, that's right. And we're converting to a pure fraud economy. And when that happens, like Mao Zedong, tens of millions die. I mean, this is not a joke. This is hardcore serious. It's only going to get worse until we have a full awakening to it and start reversing it. And the system knows that, so they're trying to wreck it as fast as they can, then pose as saviors, you know? Tim in California said he's a Marine captain, supports InfoWars. I'm going to do more overdrive. I'm going to go to Tim. Then I'm going to go to Ethan, Eric, and Robert in the final segment. We're going to go into overdrive here, expanded overdrive on the other side of this break. A lot of great callers here today. You know, on the whole Joe Rogan thing, if that caller would have called and said, why has Joe Rogan been photographed with Anton LaVey's grandson doing a devil sign? I would then say, oh, that's a good question. Joe said that was a joke at some party. I know Joe to be a really, you know, nice guy who cares about animals and everything else, but I was interviewing him. It's about, you know, he's a popular guy. I've known him for a long time. So I don't agree with everything he does. Instead, it was, why are you not bringing this up? Why are you not covering it? I'm just sick of it, okay? I'm just tired of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I worked the last few days on an article that just went live on InfoWars.com. And I know Paul wanted to go with an even 10, but I'm going to add a few bonuses at the end of this as soon as I get off air today. 10 conspiracy theories that came true when questioning the official narrative proved crucial. And it goes through it. Operation Ajax and false flag terror, number one. Number two, Gulf of Tonkin. Number three, Operation Gladio, state-sponsored terror. Number four, Operation Northwoods. Number five, the Glywitz incident. Number six, tobacco companies deliberately added additives, chemicals to the cigarettes. Researchers said that 20 years before it was confirmed. Seven, Operation Fast and Furious to blame the Second Amendment for Mexico's problems. Number eight, NSA spying and mass surveillance. Number nine, CIA drug trafficking. Number 10, the CIA's heart attack gun. But I think we should add in there that the big banks were fixing interest rates with LIBOR and the rest of it. I want you in the comments below, because I know there's tons of stuff I didn't think of, to add conspiracy theories that came true in the comments at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and then we'll update this article tomorrow saying readers pointed this out. And then we'll add, you know, the ones that bear out to be true to that. 10 conspiracy theories that came true. Just tweeted out at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet that. Let's go to Tim in California. Says he's a Marine captain and that he supports InfoWars. Give us your take on what's happening.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I just want to let you know, Alex, I was in the Marine Corps for 15 years. I was a police officer out here in Los Angeles, and I worked as a private security contractor for the State Department for many years in the Middle East. And I witnessed firsthand the tyranny. I witnessed firsthand the oppression that our so-called leaders start over there. And I witnessed a lot of things over there. And I just want to say that you're right on course. You're informing the American public, and that's what's most important.
When I was at Bilderberg 2008 and Hillary and Obama were inside, it was plainclothes Marines assigned to the State Department protective detail that were pulling dirty tricks on us. And it was just blew me away the first few days how much they hated us. Now, later, whatever they'd been told, they figured out wasn't true, so they didn't act like that anymore. But dirty tricks, flipping us off, messing with us, threatening me in the hallway, in my own hotel, just all sorts of stuff. Are you familiar with anything like that?
Yes, Alex, I'm very familiar with these tactics that are used. It's mostly tactics that are passed down from higher ups, and the subordinate Marines are not really aware of what they're doing. They're just following orders, unfortunately, and that makes it difficult for all of us. It's a very touchy situation, and I don't condone it. I don't like it. Like I said, I'm a retired Marine, and if there's anything I could do to help, I would love to come and maybe be part of your journalistic team or help you out in some kind of way.
Well, I'll tell you, brother, it'd be great to have an honorable discharge Marine captain doing stuff with us. Just what you should start doing is doing your own YouTubes, even if they're low tech, and just show us what you got, show us what's going on, show us what you're interested in. And then we're looking for auxiliary reporters. We're looking for a few part-time paid positions on the West Coast, East Coast, North and South. We're looking for five or six. We're trying to, the problem is organizing it. We have the money, but we need to organize it. And then because we're responsible for what our reporters do to try to get the training in place while we're doing so many other things. But folks that want to work with us, do videos, do your own reporting. Under your own banner and send it to us as an example of it. And, if people do Acorn-type work, Project Veritas did, or whatever the case is. We had a reporter contest. That's how we ended up hiring David Knight, Jakari Jackson, and others. Darren McBreen, you name it. Darren McBreen sent us videos for another contest. He didn't win the contest, but he got a job here, does a great job on graphics and as a reporter. So that's how it works, Tim. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Call back again. Tell us some of the stories. I know you can't tell a lot of them, but I know what it is. Tens of billions in pallets of money to pay locals off. Contractors engaging in all sorts of crimes. Government officials, doing all sorts of horrible things. It's just all par for the course. Because to engage in tyranny, you got to be pretty immoral. Not the troops themselves, but the higher-ups. And so you see a lot of immoral stuff. It's not the heroes you see on the news. Eric in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, what's up?
Oh, we're just here on air, brother. Thanks for calling.
Okay, I got a little information for you concerning NTIA. I just spent 7 years in a work camp, correctional work camp, with the direct oversight of National Corrections Industries Association of America. It was a CCA facility, right?
That's right. America has a gulag archipelago of 4 million prisoners. Many of them deserve to be there. Many don't. Competing directly with mainline industry for pennies on the dollar, driving down wages.
Exactly. They're forced labor camps.
Called Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. It's under the Department of Army and is partially secret. Yes.
Yes, 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 of course. Well, we're seeing the apex of it. It coming up, like the FEMA camps, whatever you want to call them, they're all being unified, integrated into these work camps. And the felonies are being manufactured at a very fast rate. Everyone's becoming felons. And the scary part is right now they're entertaining national recalls for people on parole if you have misdemeanor, anything. National recalls to camps.
Yeah, for those that don't know, they call them work camps, and they're federally run, and they're using state prisoners now. A lot of them are at military bases. And the good old boys go, well, make them criminals work. They got cable TV and, you know, masseuses. No, that's not true. It is slave labor in this country, and now they're going after white-collar workers, you name it, people that have literally done nothing. It's a very frightening paradigm. You should do YouTube videos on it, even if it's under a pen name, a nom de plume, and just expose it in the Chronicles. God bless you. I appreciate your call. By the way, these are some of the things I wanted to put in the article, but we didn't. And the folks are actually saying it on Infowars.com in the article. 10 conspiracy theories that came true. And people are actually bringing up some of the ones I wanted to add but didn't. La Cosa Nostra, they said that didn't exist. Hoover said that. Death panels, they said that didn't exist. And the American Care Act. The NSA, that didn't exist, but we actually have that in there. Yeah, this is conspiracy theories that got completely proven and admitted. People are saying 9/11. IRS targeting of conservatives, they denied that. Turned out they did. Black helicopters turned out to be confirmed. Oh, yeah, let's add all that. Absolutely, the USS Liberty turned out to be true. We should add that. You pretty much say JFK has been proven, but it's not been openly admitted. So people are putting a lot of stuff in there. Yeah. In fact, we should change the sub-headline. I'm not bashing Paul. I wrote this article with him, but I didn't do the headline. When questioning the official narrative proved crucial, 10 conspiracy theories that came true. 10 theories that turned out to be fact. I don't know. It's all pretty good, actually. But we're going to add some of those other points in there. Okay, let's go to Robert in Louisiana. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Nice to talk with you. First-time caller.
Thank you, brother.
Congratulations on your new affiliate in Oklahoma. Glad to hear that. I'm calling about, I wanted to, me and another family of mine were thinking about doing a promotional idea for you. And a few of the cities in Louisiana by putting up some billboards for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Dustin, you don't need a permission for that. If you want to plug Infowars.com or a local affiliate or have your own business up there and, you know, Infowars.com with it, people always call up, can I put a billboard up? Yeah, you don't need my permission. Please do it.
All right, because I went to an ad and they said that maybe I needed to get permission from you. So you don't need that.
No, sir. Who told you needed to get permission?
You want me to name the ad company?
Oh, I understand.
Yeah,
well, listen,
it's a billboard company.
Yeah, well, that's not. Yeah. I mean, they're all working as litigious lawyers. If you call our office, we'll give you a release if they need it, or you just send them this YouTube video. As long as people don't do business in our name. Because people can put up Infowars.com and then a porn shop. They've actually done that before to freak churches out, handed out flyers with porn stuff on it and Infowars. So then people call, why'd you put porn on our building? You know, just dirty tricks. And I'm like, I don't live in, you know, New York City, sorry. Or I don't live in Alabama. It's all a setup. But, I mean, as long as you're just saying tune into the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com or some other message, you are welcome to do it. I'm a public figure, and I would love to have you do that. People always ask for permission to put our stuff on Access Television. Absolutely. I mean, look at YouTube. Everybody uses our clips to attack us. I don't go after them because I believe in free speech as long as people don't call for violence or lie about us. But even then, I don't even do anything about it because it doesn't do anything to us. The truth's the truth. I'm not worried about it. But God bless you, brother. That's very exciting. Anything else?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a great thing, especially if we have an AM or FM affiliate in the area, like Oklahoma City, a new affiliate we just got, or Chicago or wherever the case is. or Las Vegas or wherever, I would call the station and say, hey, your radio station, I bet you know how to get a good deal. Billboards are really cheap right now because that market's collapsed. They're still very effective. It's just the economy's in a depression. So, you know, I mean, it's just most billboards are empty. First, haggle them down to a low price. You can probably get three billboards for the first price they're going to tell you. Call the station and say, I want to put this message up, plug in your station, Alex Jones, this website. Let's do it through you. Then there won't even be a question with the ad company when the local station calls up to promote their host. I think that's the best way to do it. I'm out of time. Sorry to all the other callers. Not only news tonight.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guy's Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
All right. Tony J. We're going to your calls right now. And then, tepid clapping greets unpopular Obama with his VA visit speech, his first since 2011. And there's more trouble for his lordship, the front man for collectivism. Jaw-dropping revelation. Justice Department confirms lost IRS emails are stored on backup drives. But, of course, those BlackBerries and backup drives were destroyed as well. Oh, and it doesn't matter how many backups there are, they will be hunted down and destroyed, and then nothing will be done. And the IRS will come and arrest conservatives. Because it's freedom. It's not Nazi Germany. IRS ethics lawyer facing possible disbarment, accused of lying. That's out of the Washington Times. Meanwhile, many Detroit residents, as much as a third of them, can't pay their water bill, so the government had been giving them free water, which in areas like the Great Lakes area should be basically free. I mean, the water just comes right out of the ground. But no, you have to pay for the fluoride and stuff that gets added, and so tens of thousands of residents are having their water turned off today, which will just further implode the entire area. But that's where we see our civilization going under globalist program. Coming up, Governor Jerry Brown announces the collapse of California and the untimely end of the United States. So that's all coming up. Just a ton of news today. The IMF head has basically been indicted. Again, you're going to be taxed by the mile in your car and tracked everywhere you go. Oh, but the NSA is not spying on you. The government just had a two-decades-long program globally in a global standardized corporate government by 2013 to have tracker boxes in all the cars' bellies that the car won't operate if you remove it. Think of the concerted, premeditated effort that from Australia to the United States in the last 5 years, smart meters have gone in on the sides of everybody's houses to track everything you're doing inside your house and to dial into all the other, quote, smart Trojan horse tech to track everything you do and use that data to corner economic markets and manipulate prices. See, a lot of folks say, well, I don't care if I'm getting spied on. So what? I have nothing to hide. Well, why don't you leave your doors open at night then? Why don't you not, you know, close your blinds? Oh, you want privacy. Well, that means you're a criminal. Government's more secretive than ever, but all of these corporations with government are moving towards establishing a private, corporate, global government. Where they're above the law, they're exempt from the regulations, they're exempt from the red tape, then they saddle you with it as a tool of political control. This is a short segment. I'm going to cover news and come back with your calls in the next. Since I mention this form of corporate global government, there is a story up on Infowars.com dealing with this. Let me just go to it now. It begins. Council on Foreign Relations proposes that central banks should hand customers cash directly. So they've already given themselves conservatively $200 trillion just since 2008 in the banker bailout. You know, it was a lot more than $876 billion. That was the Federal Reserve open window. That was only one move. When you talk about SDRs and when you talk about free credit being given out to the big six central banks, it's over $200 trillion. The total of derivatives they've created, according to USA Today, 3 years ago, we haven't gotten new numbers since then, from the General Accounting Office, is 1.5 quadril. That's 1,500 trill. Over 100 times all the real wealth in the world. And that's what they've signed us on to. Americans have been signed on to over 70% of that debt they claim we owe. When you hear about 18 or 19 trillion in national debt, that's what they currently owe and what entitlements and real debts are. That's our real debt. And you could extend that out to 200 trillion if you look at the whole life of those entitlements and Social Security and the rest of it. So, but forget, that's off the table. Derivatives are what these bankers have created, and they've used that to buy up the world through fraud. Now they're about to drop the hammer and devalue, so they're going to start sending out, they're discussing checks from the Federal Reserve, so that when they basically privatize the economy under their total control as a solution to their already mismanaged program.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too-big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that judge ain't blind.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live with the Sunday broadcast, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Coming up, I want to look at existential envy, a psychological term developed by Max Schiller. We're also going to look at Governor Jerry Brown announces collapse of California and ultimately the U.S., that's really what he's doing. Pew survey, 1/3 of Mexicans want to move to America and get all the free stuff, which is their entitlement. They're entitled to that, according to Obama and the Democrats. 60% disapprove of their president. But approve of their president, Obama. Coming up, we're going to get into the Department of Transportation proposes officially mandating cars, broadcast location, direction and speed, and, of course, taxing you by the mile. We're going to get into China to replace Google and Microsoft with homegrown OS, their own operating system. What do you think Google and Microsoft are? They're basically NSA operating systems. So China knows what it's doing, replacing one global tyranny with their own global tyranny. We also have another report here. Forget peak oil and peak credit. We are on the downslope of peak intelligence, and major studies show that. We're going to be breaking some of that down. And the social engineers have come out. The radical plan to phase out Earth's predatory species, not just domesticate humans to be docile for the super predator class, the globalists, but to make animals to where they can't be predators, like cheetahs and wolves, and then I guess watch them all starve to death, because I guess inherently predatory activity is evil. No, it's any predatory activity not carried out by the New World Order is evil. I guess when a gazelle eats grass, it's being predatory. So the only way to stop that is to kill all life on Earth. You know, if you want to get an Alex Jones quote, here's one that hit me the other day. And it's this. Life gave birth to death. God gave birth to life. And life gave birth to death. Because there is no death if there's not life. Life is the full continuum, the full spectrum. And then death is only an aspect of life. You could say that life is the universe experiencing consciousness through a physical, third-dimensional manifestation. But I know this. The New World Order and their jumbo jets and their red carpets and Hollywood stars is not the end-all, be-all of this world. And unfortunately, most people never get to figure that out because they never attain entrance or entree into that. And so they're always imagining it as the fabled grass that is greener on the other side of the valley. And so they feel unfulfilled. And that is the essence of globalist programming. The essence of their conditioning and their manipulation, and I will cover it in the third hour today. But now, without further ado, I'm going to go to your calls, and I'm going to move the next person, and then as you hear callers hang up, that's your chance to call in. I'd love to hear from you. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. Let's go to a caller in Florida first. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, first-time caller, long-time listener. I want to bring to your attention, I'm sure you've seen the things on the currency, the $10, the $50, and the $100 bill. All three of them have some kind of false flag on them. This has been pointed out by a man named Jonathan Kleck. I highly encourage people to check out his videos. On the 10, it appears that there's a tsunami hitting a coastal city. I believe this to be Miami. It's something you can research. There's something called Miami is the last point in the pentagram that you can check out on YouTube. Number two is the 50, which appears to be Hoover Dam being hit. And the other one is the 100, the new 100, which has a picture of New York City, it appears, being hit by a tsunami. Now, on with all three, one of the things that I don't know if you've ever thought about, the idea that the enemy likes to broadcast what they're about to do, and in turn, they can. It's like a firefighter setting a fire. They set the fire, come in and look like the hero. What if all three of these false flags were thwarted somehow, and this was an attempt to get us to go along with the New World Order, go along with all the security measures that we have in place, and make perhaps the president looked like the hero.
Well, I appreciate your call. That's pretty esoteric for the first call out of the gate. So let me just briefly, for new listeners, basically break down what you're talking about. I know that the global elites are into numerology. They are obsessed with hiding what they're going to do in plain view. If you look at some of the new money that came out right before 9/11, it looks just like the World Trade Center towers falling. If you look at some of the new money that's come out, it looks just like Hoover Dam. It looks like tsunamis. It looks like the Pentagon being hit. It is extremely scary. And then you realize that the old money that we had since 1913 or so had all sorts of hidden images and keys and owls and skeletons and pentagrams, and that a lot of the engravers, the globalists believe money has power because it passes between hands as a symbol of their power. And for really hundreds of years, paper money has had all sorts of secret symbols on it. So undoubtedly there's something to that. But anyone can then look at the new money and try to guess what the next target is. If you want to talk about tsunami bombs, it's been in the London Telegraph, it's been in the London Guardian, it's been in the Washington Post back in the mid-90s, and then again just a few years ago. You can type in U.S. government plans tsunami bombs and develop hydrogen bombs on key fault lines and things that would cause that to happen. Does that mean that most earthquakes are government-made? No. There's always been earthquakes. There's always been volcanoes. There's always been meteorites hitting the Earth. And so I just really don't go there a lot because you can't prove it one way or the other. I could do YouTube videos about this, and they get millions of views, and people are really into all this, and I've studied it. I've looked at it. There's some real validity to it. But it's just something I can't prove. What I can prove is that our president, starting this year, ordered the Border Patrol to stand down. Only 70% of the people coming across are youth, under 18. They are pouring in. The border is wide open. And the president is inviting them in, and the governor of California, Jerry Brown, with the Mexican president yesterday, I'm going to play the clip, come on up, cue that up if you can, said, hey, Mexicans, come on up here. That's crazy. Imagine if the French said, hey, Germans, anybody wants to come here, free welfare. Or imagine if Canada said, Americans, anybody that can come here, you get free welfare. Well, Canada's kind of done that now with anybody that can get there from the third world. So is the U.S., so is Europe, and it's collapsing. And the plan is get enough people in the country, give them driver's license, let them vote, who are totally dependent on the government and what the government wants, and it's checkmate. It's a diabolical plan. It's incredible. I can prove they ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. I can prove the IRS is persecuting people. I can prove our government funded Al-Qaeda. I can prove that Don Salazar wrote an article about FEMA building emergency domes for during crisis all over the U.S. These are the models of the FEMA camp processing centers that were in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act bill. We should probably add that to it. FEMA building pricey domes for your safety, close quote. This is the government collapsing society, offering the solution, more control. What happens when the dollar gets devalued further? What happens when they shut off the power plants and moved all the jobs to China, which is already happening? Things are going to get worse and worse. Crime's going to get higher and higher. We're going to beg for a police state. The middle class is. And then it's going to double back, and the police state will then be used on anyone who is not a globalist, fellow traveler, socialist, communist. That's grassroots. The bankers are going to sit in Luxembourg, in Switzerland, in Grand Cayman, in the Cook Islands, laughing at us. The elite of the world are leaving Israel and leaving the United States. They're going to Switzerland. They're going to England. They're going to Scotland. They're going to Monte Carlo. They are going to Luxembourg. And they've all got giant yachts with helicopters and seaplanes on them. And they're ready to live at sea for years. Okay? I mean, quite frankly, I'm not even going to get into it. But that's the underground base of the future. Is island, highly armored, ultra-rich redoubts, former Greek islands, you name it, that the globalists have been buying for billions and setting up command bases. I mean, this is a war you're in. This is not a game. They're getting ready for the singularity. They're getting ready for the robots to basically displace the general public. They're getting ready for the bioweapons release. And if you're an FBI agent or a cop or a bureaucrat who thinks you're going to be part of the establishment and thinks you're going to make it through all this, you're crazy. Or if you're compartmentalized and think I'm nuts, boy, I wish I was crazy, because I'm not. I'm sharp. I'm on target. I'm on the inside. I've done 22 years of research. I know what I'm talking about. And anybody that doesn't listen to me or anybody that wants to laugh at what I talk about is an idiot. Why did Nero set fire to Rome? Because he liked to watch buildings burn. Why did Hitler do what he did? Same reason. Why did Mao kill 84 million people? Because he wanted to. Why did Ted Bundy grab teenage girls and torture the living daylights out of them? Because he liked it. And all of you out there that are naive and think the establishment's like you and wants to watch ESPN all day and act cool all day or ride your Harley around all day, I'm not against you wanting to ride your Harley. I get it. I'd like to go tailgate. I'd like to go ride Harleys around. I'm just trying to get something through your head, man. That isn't what life's all about on this planet in deep space, okay? If the Harley's 5% of what you do and your kids are 60% and being successful is 30%, you know, on and on and on, then you're healthy. But when you're 90% entertainment, 90% have fun, you don't exist to the elite. They see you as an animal just using up resources. In fact, the elite openly say you have to declare yourself sentient, declare yourself sovereign, declare yourself not their slave before you even get their respect. I have the Illuminati's respect. I have the New World Order's respect. You don't have their respect. You don't exist to them. You're an animal to them. You're cattle. Do you understand that? And you know what? You do act like cattle. But I will not play the game of feeding on you because that comes right back on me and my soul and my family name. I will not curse my family. But let me tell you, I look at the evil, wicked, servile, narcissistic population and compare you to the technocrats. At least they know what they're doing. I'm going to shut up and go back to your calls. Who's up next from Canada? Marcello in Canada. We're talking about society. That's what you're calling in about. Thank you for calling in, brother.
Hey, it's an honor to speak to you, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, because like, there's so much going on in the world right now. There's so much chaos. Like, I want to talk to you about so much, but, like, right now there's, like, major current, like, issues with our police department in Montreal, and they're, like, on strike, and they actually ran.
Hey, but the good news is you got Burger King moving up there to the corporate headquarters.
That. Get serious. That's, like, the worst thing ever. But anyways, yeah, so, like, what happened was the police department, like, actually ransacked, like, City Hall, and, like, they started a fire outside because, like, they're on strike right now, and, like, there hasn't been any really consequences, and, like, I totally don't agree with that. And
no, you're right, though. In Spain and in Greece and in a bunch of other European countries the last few years, the police have been on strike and been rioting, and also in France. But not even because they had their pension funds being taken. They were smart enough to see the pension funds being taken from the other state and federal agencies and knew they were next because they are always invariably next. But, yeah, that's very hypocritical of the police to go out and attack peaceful demonstrators like I've seen them do in Canada with my own eyeballs. But then they're more than happy to go out and ransack things themselves. I saw that in the news.
I also want to know, like, because I tried to search Fast and Furious, because you always bring it up, but I can't find it. I only find the movie. What do you mean by that?
Okay, Fast and Furious, and I appreciate your call, was a program started in 2009. They gave press conferences, Big Sis and Holder, about how they were doing a gun tracking program. And then they got caught shipping the guns into Mexico, which was illegal. Then they said they didn't know anything. And then it came out, CBS News got the documents, the reporter published it, then she got in trouble, so she quit, where they said, we're going to do this to blame the Second Amendment. That memo was going out to ATF agents that were very upset. They're like, what are we doing shipping thousands of guns a month into Mexico to drug cartels? These are killing people. And they said, look, it injustifies the means. We're going to use this for to blame the Second Amendment for the violence. Of course, the truth is Mexico, the real drug cartels have full auto, armored vehicles. Goldman Sachs, mainly Wachovia and Wells Fargo, if you look at the Bloomberg articles, they ship in the aircraft with the weapons on board, and then they ship out, because you want to make money both legs. The CIA brings American citizens down there for rendition, to Mexico, to a Mexican base, and then they load the slaves going to death camps on those and fly them out. Of course, they also load the kids, little kidnapped kids on those. If you're a new listener and don't believe me, just type in $378 billion laundered by Wells Fargo and Wachovia in a two-year period. And that article came out 4 years ago. There was a bunch of articles about it. The headline was Big Banks in Deal over laundering drug cartel money. But then you read the actual deal. There it is. How a big U.S. bank laundered billions from Mexico's murderous drug gangs. Yeah, that's The Guardian, but it's not as strong as Bloomberg Report. The Bloomberg Report goes off the actual federal deal, and it just shows how they run the aircraft and the logistics, and they got guys in suits and top corporate managers. Imagine, it's a $500 billion a year North American economy. There it is. Banks financing Mexico's gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal. See, people always say that, hey, there's no planes coming into the hood. They're not laundering billions in the hood. Oh, that's true. No, it's done scientifically, U.S. military bases, C-130s by the hundreds landing per month, cocaine, heroin, and then little kids are put on and flown out on the special flights right to Saudi Arabia. And there's people waiting with pliers to rip their teeth out. But, hey, you know I'm an extremist. You're all going to understand soon, won't you? Sorry the show's so scary. Reality's scary. Of course, 99% of the military didn't even know about it. DynCorp, Halliburton, it's come out. They're all involved
in the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Strange days have found us.
Bloomberg. We'll put it back on screen. A detailed 20-something page report with links to the government documents, banks financing Mexico drug gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal. And that goes back to 2010, 4 years ago, June 28th. Now, I already knew this. I watched this in congressional hearings in 1997. I've watched congressional hearings in 2006 where they admitted that DynCorp and other major companies were caught running rings of kidnapped women and children worldwide. Why do you think you can walk into an Akron building, famously, and say, I want to run child sex slaves through here? They're like, absolutely. Welcome to the team. Why do you think it's on Infowars.com? The sexual abuse of 1,400 children unreported due to racism fears in one town in England. It's because the basic Labor Party over there with the so-called minorities was running and trafficking with, you know, all these kids, and they don't want it coming out. And they use the minorities as the red light district for kids. And so I'm here covering all this, and it sounds completely insane. I have congressional hearings. I've played them probably 20 times here. Just type in Defense Secretary grilled on child kidnapping. And they admit in the hearing, yes, DynCorp got caught shipping thousands of kids out from one city alone in Serbia. And yes, they were given a fine. They were not allowed to bid in that sector for 1 year. That's a quote. So I'm trying to explain something to you. Don't be so naive anymore. Of course the government was involved bombing Oklahoma City and it's all come out. Of course they'd do that. Of course they'd shoot black people up with syphilis and let them die of it over 48 years with Tuskegee. Not the whole government. Criminal mafias, eugenics, death cult mafias operating at different strata using national security secrecy to protect themselves and NSA spy grids to find out when good parts of agencies or white hats are about to bust them. Can you imagine what the evil forces were able to do since 1947 when basically the whole government went secret with unlimited money with the National Security Act? Can you imagine the blackmail of Congress that's going on? That's all come out now. The blackmail of Parliament in England, the blackmail in France, the blackmail in Germany. We have a criminal, kleptocratic, global elite of six banks owned by less than 20 families who control almost the whole world right now. And you might want to find out what their agenda is and what makes them tick, what their modus operandi is or mode of operations, their MO. I'll tell you what it is. Go watch my free film online, End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The film sold 200,000 copies in stores and about 70,000 copies here. I think it's more than that. And guess what I did? It's free, free, free. You can still buy the DVD with the extras if you want to support us. But that's how I financed this operation in the past, was with those films. Then I came to the conclusion there won't even be a future if I even sell these things. But people take it for granted if it's free. Oh, well, he's just giving it to me free. Why do I care if 30 million people watch it online for free? Why do I care if he, you know, sold hundreds of thousands of copies of it, now he's giving it away? I gave it away day one. It's always been free. I just want you to know the truth. I want you to see the globalists in the film tell you what their plan is so you understand how evil they are so we can stop them. People ask, how do you have so much energy, Alex? Hey, let me tell you something. You know about this stuff and you're normal, you're freaking out. People say, well, why are you still alive? Because I've already basically said everything. If they kill me, it turns me into a martyr, ladies and gentlemen. And there's also a lot of good people in the system that are cheering us on. It's a very small evil group. And all they need to flourish is the good men and women.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.